Shane McElrath, we talked last week. You were down in the dumps, not happy with your results. Dude, today, 1-1. These are the days that riders dream about. Absolutely on fire all day long. Talk about it, I guess.
Honestly, I don't really know. Second moto, I was confident. I was like, I just need a start. And it was hot today. The track was rough. And I knew I had to get a start, and I could win again. But the first moto, I struggled a little bit. Just the track was tough. It was one of those where I felt like we should have been going faster. I didn't feel like we were going that fast. But then nobody was really catching me, and I'm like, keep like checking my back. And
yeah, because you've gotten starts sometimes this year at times. Yeah. You know, so it's not like today was, you know, that crazy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So it was pretty crazy. Usually my first motos are a little off, and I was struggling in a few areas, but I felt like I managed it well, and that was really all I was trying to do. I seen that I had a big gap, and I'm like, all right, just like settle down, hit stuff smooth, like kind of flow with it. And then second moto, I got the whole shot. And
can we talk about jumping off the track there?
Yeah, that scared me. I took my handlebars to my ribs, and then I dropped in the hole down in the bottom.
I gotta see the replay. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, my front just like washed out a little bit. It caught me off guard too. And but yeah, I was like, all right, let's go. And then that happened, and I was like, oh my gosh. And so it was like, all right, let's just go. I knew that I didn't want to get too far ahead of myself with the hole shot, and so I think that might have helped me out a little bit. And I felt smooth, I felt fluid, and just tried to be aggressive and to manage the second moto. I know that it was hot today and the track was rough, especially for the second moto. So it's just trying to really manage that gap. And I seen A-Mart was in second, so I'm like, all right, just keep going a little bit more. And with like five to go, I'm like, okay, now I can settle a little bit.
Isn't this sport crazy, man? Like how it goes and how it works and how mental everything is. I don't assume you changed anything in the week.
Not much. Yeah, it's just, like you said, it's crazy to, like, riding in the mule up here after the first moto. I'm like, I've never went 1-1 before, and I just won a first moto. I've never had a good first moto, and I'm like, dude, I think I can do this. So, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's great to see, though, man. Like, I mean, you're a good guy. You've won before, and this year, like we talked last week, it's been tough. It's been a struggle, and man, it just, yeah, one of those days that guys dream about, and you never would have thought it would have happened.
Exactly. I actually, funny story, this morning, my wife woke me up at about 6:40, said, Shane, we have to go. Our alarm didn't go off, so we jumped up. We didn't get here till after riders meeting, didn't do a warm-up, and just a crazy morning. And practice, I was like 18th or something, and I was struggling a little bit, but I was like, okay, well, I struggled. Let's go race. And so, yeah, it's wild.
It just looks so easy for you out there, even getting around guys and moving around lappers. You just were on rails. It seemed like, yeah, you can go anywhere you want to go. Do you normally like this place?
Yeah, I like more technical stuff. Like today, like I said, in the first moto, I felt like we weren't going that fast, but nobody, even when I was in second for a while, it was like, okay, like I'm kind of staying on him, but like nobody was really like coming up behind me. And I'm like, I was like, all right, just settle in. And then I knew I couldn't settle in behind Masterpool. And so then I just tried to be like really intense for a few laps, and Matt said my times were good, and to just hold that. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't think I can go faster, so let me just, like, hold this pace. And
one of those things, like, I'm going to hold this pace. If somebody gets me, they get me, but this is where I want to go.
I can't go much faster. So that, but then nobody was really catching me, so it was really crazy, honestly.
Well, happy for you, happy for your team. Like we talked about, this is a really good job by you guys, and way to end it out pretty good, I think. I mean, there's two more to go, but, yeah, way to go. Nice job.
Yeah, thank you.